Pathology, the study of what causes disease.
I'm going to make a statement here. I'm going to say that doctors didn't know what caused disease until Pasteur.
You're saying that everybody was thick until the 1860s?
I'm saying that everybody was ignorant. Look at the evidence. What about prehistoric times?
Agreed there. They thought disease was caused by the spirits or an enemy with a pointing bone.
And in Egyptian times?
Well, they said a blocked channel caused disease. Have you never had constipation? And a blood clot causes a stroke, doesn't it? There's truth in the channel theory.
Yeah, but it hardly explains all diseases.
Okay, what about the Greeks? They studied the natural history of diseases, and their theory of the four humours explains things like the common cold. You get wet, so you get phlegm, and you catch a cold.
But it's all rubbish. The cold causes the phlegm, not the other way round. And that explains why Greek pathology was rubbish. They observed the disease and looked at the symptoms, and then concluded that they must be the causes. They couldn't see the real causes because they didn't have an electron microscope.
But it didn't stop people getting insights. The Roman writer Varro said that disease was caused by creatures too tiny to be seen. Surely he was talking about bacteria.
And Galen blamed the four humours, and Columella blamed poisonous smells, and Crinus of Massilia blamed the stars. They were Roman writers too. It was all just theories, and who could say one theory was any truer than the others? And that's why in the Middle Ages, everything just descends into chaos. Pins and needles are caused by demons' arrows, and the Black Death is caused by sin. Nobody had a clue. Even into the Renaissance, Sydenham was blaming atmospheres, i.e. smells again. Culpepper still believed illness was caused by the stars. Syphilis was blamed variously on a punishment from heaven, small worms floating through the air, and Saturn when he entered Aries. Oh, and here's another idea on sexual intercourse. But that, of course, was just one more theory among the many. They didn't even know for sure that sex with an infected person gave you syphilis. Even in the 19th century, Chadwick's public health measures were based on the belief that disease was caused by miasmas. Posh word for bad smells.
But Jenner discovered vaccination in 1795. Surely that was a breakthrough. Smallpox is extinct now as a result.
Jenner just noticed that people with cowpox didn't get smallpox. Nobody knew why vaccination worked. They couldn't, because they didn't know about germs.
But they had known about bacteria since Leeuwenhoek invented the microscope in 1683.
Yes, but crazily, they thought that the disease caused the bacteria, not that the bacteria caused the disease. They called it spontaneous generation.
So they thought that the symptoms were the cause of the disease, and the disease was the cause of the cause.
Exactly. They got it completely back to front, until Pasteur and his swan-necked flask proved that Dequin disease were caused by bacteria floating in the air.
The germ theory of disease.
Yes.
And then Robert Koch discovered how to stain bacteria, and his assistant, Julius Petri, discovered how to grow them in potato gel. And for the first time, they were able to link bacteria to different diseases.
Koch identified septicemia in 1878, TB in 1882, and cholera in 1883.
And then Chamberlain discovered viruses in 1884.
Well, of course. Chamberlain also discovered inoculation against chicken cholera in 1880.
Like Jenner.
Only the difference this time was that he understood why it worked.
And so from then on, we knew what was causing disease?
Well, no, in fact. That's how it's often presented in school textbooks. But of course, not all diseases are caused by germs.
You're talking about Patrick Munson, aren't you? And his discovery that elephantiasis was caused by a nematode worm and that mosquitoes were the carrier. And that led to the realisation that many tropical diseases such as malaria and yellow fever were transmitted by mosquitoes.
Well, actually, I wasn't. Though that was very important. I was referring to the fact that many diseases are caused when the body goes wrong, such as rickets, which is caused by a vitamin deficiency, and diabetes, which develops when the pancreas can't manufacture enough insulin. All these things were discovered after the physiological breakthroughs at the start of the 20th century, when Starling and Bayliss discovered hormones, and Funk discovered vitamins, and Banting and Best investigated insulin. These were the most exciting pathological discoveries, because all you needed to do then was give the patient the missing vitamin or hormone and they got better.